Hello.
Hello, this is Jennifer with Emergency Roadside Assistance. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to hear. I have to do a three-way call. Give me one moment. I'm going to link you guys in together so that we can get some additional information from you, okay?
Okay.
Give me just a moment. Okay, there we go. So it's just some additional information that I had to get from you regarding the vehicle. What's the issue that you're having with the vehicle?
I think the ball bearing joint done broke again on the other side. We got it fixed on the left hand side. I mean the right hand side. And then the left hand side done broke.
You said the ball bearing?
Yeah, the ball bearing joint.
The wool bearing.
Yeah, wheel bearing joint. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Is it a loose?
No, the tire didn't. The tire. I'm glad it didn't come out, so I got a chance to pull up in the gas station. I've been hearing the clicking sound for the last 20 minutes. I'm like, it made the same noise that the right hand side did, the passenger side did.
Oh, okay. And you said this is on the left or the right side?
The right hand side broke maybe a few months ago. Now it's the driver's side.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen before on my Magnum.
Yeah, this shit crazy.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I'm so sick. I'm so sick of this damn car, man. It don't make no sense.
And it's a good thing that I had made it home right when it had broken.
Yeah, if I was just went on home, this tire would have came out. Probably bounced across the meter, probably killed some fucking one.
Let me see. You say it's on the left, and is it on the back or the front?
The driver's side front. Good thing the tire didn't come out, but it started scrubbing real bad. Got a chance to turn up in the gas station.
All right, so we're going to get you set up for a tow service. Is the vehicle still able to shift out of park and go into neutral?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And do you know if the vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or just standard?
Oh, it's two-wheel drive. I mean, just standard front-wheel drive.
All right. And you will be the person there with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Yes.
Okay. And will you be needing a ride with the tow provider, or they're just picking up the vehicle?
Oh, my girl, she on the way to come get me. I'm gonna stay at the truck here.
All right, good deal. Just have to get you mapped and located. So she stated that you were currently on 507 Ashby.
Yes, ma'am. At the Chevron gas station.
And what's the city and state?
Atlanta, Georgia.
All righty. Do they consider that Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard Southwest?
I think so. Huh? Man, my wheelbarrow joint done messed up on the other side now. Yeah. Nah, me. I'm just sitting over here.
Oh, why
you on this side or something? Just
sitting
over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody come get you. The
tow service come get you. Yeah. Hello.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, my cousin scored up on me. Everybody knows this car is red. Got Falcon slippers on it.
You're fine. Are you located across from a tan and brown building?
Tan and brown building. Apartment building?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mhm.
And then on the other side, you have Big Brother Grocery.
Yeah.
And a nail shop.
Okay. Hold on for a second. I know I'm at the intersection at this gas station right here. I mean, I'm right here at 20.
Yeah, I want to make sure the address is correct because they have it up under 507 Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard, Southwest.
Ain't it Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard? And they changed the name to Joseph East Lowry Boulevard. Yeah, this is Joseph East Lowry Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It used to be Ashley back in the day. They changed the name.
All right. And what's the address that the vehicle's being taken to?
865. Hold on for a second. All right, dog.
865 Old Rocky Road, College Park, Georgia, 30349.
Thank you so much.
Come on, you on your way down here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good deal. It's only showing to be 16 miles. You are covered for 25 miles, so you're good to go. I'm going to go ahead and get everything set up for you. Since you did opt into that text message feature, you will receive a text message of the driver's name and phone number and the estimated time of arrival. Was there anything else I could do to be of assistance for you guys today?
No, ma'am. Thank
you. That's it then.
Okay. Well, I definitely hope everything works out for you guys. You should receive a text message shortly, and it'll have all of their information, Ms. Phillips. So any information or if you need to get in contact with the provider, you'll receive a text message shortly.
Okay. Which number is it going to?
It's going to the 470-451-1876.
Okay. Well, I'm on my way to him now, so.
All right.
That's fine.
Good deal.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. You guys have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to that provider directly as well.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bitch. I mean, stupid.